St. Louis, Missouri, 314-645-2000.
Legendary broadcaster Mike Shannon and Eddie Scholler, owner of the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Hey, Mr. Shannon, I just wanted to say thanks for all you do.
Thank me for what, Eddie?
Well, you've just done so much, Mr. Shannon. You've brought joy to so many people as a ball player. You've been the great voice of the ball club for decades. You really represent our town well. And not to mention what you've done for Fast Eddie.
Well, I've been lucky enough to be part of this town for a long time. And while we're at it, thanks to Fast Eddie's for being a part of it also.
Thanks to Fast Eddie?
That's right, Eddie. Think of all the good times you provided for folks. Fast Eddie's had become a legendary destination. You've been pouring the coldest beer in town, feeding the good people with the tastiest and the cheapest eats. You've kept folks entertained with live music, and you've only gotten better with that huge patio. This town simply wouldn't be the same without Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Wow. Well, thanks, Mr. Shannon. We are sure lucky to be part of one hell of a town. I mean it. I love this town.
Amen, Eddie. If you're 21 and in the mood, get on over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Hi, I'm Jim McMillan. There's a name I want you to remember, and it's Fertilome. You've probably seen the name when you visit your favorite nursery. Just the sound of the name Fertilome makes you think of lawn and gardens, doesn't it? These folks have a whole line of very effective products like their Weed-Free Zone, a weed killer you can use in cool weather, Root Stimulator that will really build a strong root system on those little flowers, and one of my favorites, Fertilome Azalea Food for your evergreens. Fertilome products are only available at your local nursery or garden center, so when you visit this spring, be sure to look for the Fertilome name, and you'll discover many products that'll make your gardening efforts quick, easy, and effective. Oh, and when you have a question about how to grow something or a gardening problem, I'll just bet your dealer will give you the answer with a Fertilome product right in his hand. So get the solution to your garden problems today with a Fertilome product. Fertilome, its name says gardening success.
What if you could make your money grow in the stock market with no guessing, no hunches, and no missed trends ever? Market Trend Software, a new company, has discovered the secrets to predicting the large gains and losses in the market before they happen. Their simple system lets you know exactly when to buy, hold, and sell stock, so there's no guesswork involved. The calculations are complicated, but the computer program handles that for you. All you have to do is buy when the program says buy and sell when it says sell. It really is that easy. Watch your money grow quickly and safely. No guessing, no hunches, and no missed trends, ever. Go to updowntrend.com and try it risk-free for 30 days. That's updowntrend.com. Market Trend Software and UpDownTrend.com. UpDownTrend.com, taking the guesswork out of the stock market.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee Can and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
Pennzoil Synthetics takes synthetic motor oil performance to a whole new level. Make the switch to Pennzoil Pure Plus Synthetics today.
Are you being led down the primrose path by your financial advisor and you don't even know it? Find out before it's too late on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1 right here on 550 KTRS.
Are you ready for some real estate reality?
Spring is nearly here, and this year you won't be alone. The Girard Realty Show is your best resource for expert advice on buying, owning, and selling real estate in the St. Louis area. Every Sunday on the Big 550, listen to the experts, learn how to buy into lower rates, sell into higher prices, and better manage your biggest asset. Get the truth on the Girard Realty Show every Sunday at 3 p.m. on the Big 550, KTRS.
Management, here's a suggestion. How about fewer commercials and charge a little more for them? Thank you. That way it wouldn't be 5:17 before we get started.
Well,
this is Jim McMillan. I've never heard anything like the number of commercials that I sometimes hear back to back. God darn it, it's ridiculous.
FM.
Put me in there too. FM, I'm Jim McMillan. Fertilome.
Teeth in the trousers.
Yeah. Boy, just the name alone, Fertilome, says it all.
You could fill in for Jim McMillan.
Yes, you know, Dan, I could, and I don't think anybody would know the difference.
I don't think they would either.
All I need to do is say Fertilome and say it with a chuckle. just the name alone makes me think of green grass and lush, you know, stuff.
I could fill in for John Shea, too. Then,
right,
then we can go.
Hi, this is Jim McMillan, and Frank and Dan had to go down the hall, and they asked us to come in and said, I'm happy to do it. I said, sure, I will. Let me introduce my partner, John Shea. John?
Hi.
Hey!
Hi, John. It's good to see you. You know, what are you, about 100?
Yeah, don't forget
100
to
years
say
old?
1,100.
100.
I'm
1,100
years old. Yeah. 1,100
years
old. Don't forget
to
say calculator.
Calculator.
I love it when you do that. That's a funny. That is so funny. Frank, you come on in here and take it over, and then you come
okay,
on back.
Okay, I'm back.
Thank you, Jim. Jim and John.
Wow.
Thanks for filling in for it. That was great. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the second to last day of April, April 29th edition Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union, where I do all my banking. Let's do a round of introductions. It's the control board. It's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, and if you are getting ready to retire, then now would be a great time to call Mark and Jason, because they can tell you what to do with
sure
the money
can.
In your employer plan.
Sure
for
can.
Their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
He Behemoth in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
And Rat Boy says to pass along to Jim McMillan that he's used that Fertilome, and it's great on what?
Cheese.
It's
what?
No, you can't have, don't have people eating Fertilome. You kill people. Ridiculous. As Jim McMillan would say, and now why don't you give it up for some of the best polka music players I've ever heard. Bruce Limprist and the Old Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Give him a round of applause.
That was, you kind of went into a little Pat Mr. Roberts in there.
Well, and Haney. It was a combination, Pat Roberts and Haney and Jim McMillan. God love him. He is such a genuine, and I said many times, I'm speaking now as Jim, our show should have been syndicated 15 years ago. What is wrong with the people that can't recognize? Frank, take it back over again. Okay, thank you, Jim. Jim really likes to be on the show. We're brought to you by First Community Credit Union. I bank there, do all my banking there. I have a debit card there. Credit cards have savings. Done a little business loan business with them. I don't need things notarized very often, but if you do, there's, you know, somebody there to do that for you. And then fresh popcorn, and then a bunch of other services that I'm not even mentioning. All the stuff that you want from any place that you do your banking, and we'd like for that place to be this place, First Community Credit Union. It is so easy to do. You close out your accounts at your other banking place and say, I'm closing everything out. And they're going to say, well, my goodness, can I ask why? And you say, well, that's none of your business. Or you say, yeah, you can ask why, because I just think there's a better place to bank. And they'll say, where would that be? And you'll say, First Community Credit Union. And then they may say something like, well, what do they have that we don't have? You don't have to answer all those questions. Just take your accounts, close them, move on, open them at First Community Credit Union. A good reason for doing that right now would be that if you move your car loan over, and you can do that as part of the whole package. You're moving everything over. Or you can just start with a car loan. They'll give you $100. $100 just for moving your car loan over to them. And there's no downside to this. In fact, there may be another upside in addition to the $100. And that's the fact that you're very good chance you're going to get a better rate. So now your car payment's lower. It's easy. Makes sense.
Makes all the sense in the world. And then once you do all your banking there, or even part of it, but let's go for all of it, you're going to be so glad you did. There really is a better place to bank. We think it's First Community Credit Union. 40 locations makes First Community the largest credit union in the entire St. Louis area. FirstCommunity.com. If you want to know more, or just stop into one. Next week, we welcome Precision Coatings to the show. I'm pretty excited about this, and I'm a little nervous, too, as I am with every advertiser, because now I turn to you, and it's you folks that either make this work or not work, and my goal is to have them on with us as long as I continue to do this. We've been able to keep lots of people on the air with us for many, many, many years, and I'm hoping that's what's going to happen with Precision Coatings. So what I would ask you now is if you go to frankopinion.com and click on sponsors, they're already up there. If you have any painting in your near future, my goodness, don't do it until you talk to these Dan and Josh. Family. Here's another family business in the painting business, exterior, interior, homes, businesses. They do mainly homes, but they also paint businesses, and they refurbish decks, which I think is a really good thing for them to get to be in, because I think a deck, outside of maybe staining it sometime when you can't stand it anymore, I think people wait until decks are dangerous before they refurbish them, and I'm guilty of that. Because we had a deck in the house we live in now, and I told you, it collapsed when we were away, and my son had some people over, and there were 10 or 12 people in the deck, and the whole thing gave way, and it fell a complete floor. It was up second level. It's a miracle nobody had to go to the hospital. And that's because we didn't maintain it. We didn't refurbish it. We didn't replace rotting boards and stuff. Precision Coatings does that. So make them happy they came on with us, if you would. And if you have any painting needs, Precision Coatings, again, if you can't remember that, go to frankopinion.com. It's there under sponsors. Watched a part of a documentary last night. I don't even know the name. I think it was called something like That Girl Who Was in That Thing. It's the counterpart to the documentary about male character actors that when you see them, you know, oh, that guy, but you don't know their names. Well, there are lots of women like that. They get roles. They'll do six episodes of CSI. They'll do an appearance on this. But you don't know their names. And it's pretty interesting to watch. And one of the things I think women have to go through to make it that men don't have to go through is the casting couch, sleeping with the producer or the director. And if you think that's not true, you need to watch this thing, because there's a very recognizable actress on there, and I cannot think of her name, which is the whole point of the documentary. And she said that getting a particular part on TV came down to, when they interviewed her for the last time, whether or not she would sleep with the director. And she called her agent, and she said, they're not going to give me this part unless I sleep with, you know, whoever it was, the producer, the director. And she said, the agent said, well, lie back and enjoy it.
Oh. Oh.
Lie back and enjoy it. So it's pretty common. Do you ever look at women on TV or on the movies, and they're okay, but they're not great, and you go, who did she have to get
right.
that job?
Yeah.
I do. I do that because I think that's what happens to women. I think they're subjected to that. The other thing that came out in this documentary was this statistic that I wasn't surprised by it, but I think, you need to hear this. Every year, the average is 127,000 people who move to New York and L.A. hoping to make it as actors and actresses. 127,000.
Wow.
And 85,000 of those are women. And a lot of them right now are waiting tables and valet parking and driving cabs. That's just part of it, I guess. Another little mention about Bill Cleveland and the incredible photos that he has up that he took in Memphis, BillOnTheRoad.com. Trivia night, May 16th. We're still standing with a high bid for Dan's band at $800. Folks, come on. I mean, call Dan. It is. It's embarrassing. Call Dan right now. And to the donor, 800. No, we're not embarrassed by you. We're thankful for you.
Oh, yeah.
But you could call him right now, 314-969-KTRS. 888-550-KTRS and go, hey, Dan, we'd love to have your band play for 4 hours, all six of them. We'll put a party together and invite some friends. There's no rush here. You can book it for 6-8 months from now.
Yeah.
And you got them. You got the whole band for, at this point, $800. Somebody step up with $1,000, for goodness sake.
At least. At least we want that.
Somebody step up with $10,000.
You can go
Wouldn't that be great?
SSJBand.com and their contact information there.
They'll never remember that.
SSJBand.
They'll never remember. Just send me an email.
Yeah.
Because that's easy. FrankOpinion@yahoo.com. Just say, hey, tell Dan, here's our current bid. So that's where that stands. I want to say hello to Aaron Telly, Telly Tire.
Telly Tire. I know Telly Tire.
They've been around a while. By the way, good friends with John Alexander.
Yeah.
And I want to say hi to Aaron and everybody at Telly Tire. We are in talks. Hopefully, in another week or two, I'll be able to come on and tell you, we got Telly Tire on here. I wanted to, well, we'll let you know how that goes, but an interesting little sidebar, and I bet you'd ask you, Aaron Telly's dad partnered up at one time with Penn Jillette, and they were going to call the act Penn and Telly.
Really?
And yeah,
really?
So close, but they just didn't quite make it. Colorblind. Anybody colorblind here?
I am partially colorblind.
What does that mean, partially?
I can see colors when I get up close, but I can't really distinguish like yellows and whites, and like a green shirt would look like maybe a bluish or maybe black or something like that.
It's certainly not.
So if there weren't other cars around a traffic light, you wouldn't necessarily know to go.
Well, I guess at night,
I can see where they are.
At night, it's difficult until I get closer, and then I can tell. But
I think it's certainly not as bad as being blind. You can see, and you can still have 20/20 vision. And there is a condition some people have; they see no color at all. Everything is in grays, black, and white.
Yeah,
and no color.
I think my cousin Dave Strauss is—he's very colorblind.
Well, there are sites I think you can go to, and they color coordinate clothing for you, and they send you clothing that's marked so you know to put this with this and this. And I think there are even some stores out like L.A., California, whatever, New York that do that. But check this out. These University of Washington professors have been working with this biotech firm in California, and they say they may have a simple cure for color blindness, and it gets very technical and words I don't understand in here, but they, and one of these guys is a professor of ophthalmology. First of all, 1 in 12 men are colorblind, but only 1 in 230 women are, so it's far more men. And it says what happens is you're born without one or more of the three types of color-sensing proteins that are normally present. So what they've done in the lab is they've come up with a protein, they inject it into your eye. And I know that sounds horrible, but trust me on this, because I've had a lot of stuff done to my eyes. Sticking a needle in your eye, and I've had it done. It sounds terrible, and it's not the most pleasant thing in the world, but it's not anywhere near what you think it would be, because they deaden your eye. And there's a drop that doctors put in your eye to deaden it. You could drive a nail in your eye is like wood.
Yeah.
Okay, you can't feel anything. You can hear the puncture when they punch the needle in your eye, and you feel the pressure, and that's but it's not the end of the world. But with an injection, can you imagine? Boom! You see color, and you never saw color. And I hope this works. And I think are the two toughest colors, like red and green. One of them turns brown. You see it as brown.
I think so. But
and how do they know people see it as brown? Because how do people tell the doctor it's brown? You don't know what brown. I mean, I don't know how they know what
Colin
it is.
Jeffrey, we were just talking about that before we went on the air today, talking about colorblindness, because he's colorblind, too.
Well, that's creepy. He is?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well,
he's
maybe soon.
Yeah.
And there are degrees of it. There's partial where they don't see a particular color. Folks, I'm going to continue on this campaign. I want you all to continue to pay as much attention as you can to how often people say the word amazing. Dancing with the Stars, which I know to a lot of people is a show that gay people or sissies or women would watch. I love this show, and the 10th anniversary show was last night. This Dancing with the Stars is really entertaining. But they must have used the word amazing 40 times last night. You look amazing. That dance was amazing. Your turns and your moves, amazing, amazing, amazing. I heard on this very station this morning someone doing a commercial. In one commercial, three times within 30 seconds, they used the word amazing. Stay on this with me. Keep noticing how this has become the irritating word. Amazing. We're going to stay on it with you. Guy in Sullivan, Saturday afternoon, went to the hospital with a copperhead, took it with him in a box to show him what bit him. And then I get to the part where they show it said it bit him when he tried to pick it up. And all of a sudden, I didn't feel quite as bad for the guy, because sometimes you can avoid things. Like in this case, don't pick up poisonous snakes.
Right.
Unless you're a professional snake handler or something. The founder of Weight Watchers has died. Jean Nidetch, and I was real anxious to get to how old she was, because if you're the founder of Weight Watchers and you die at 50,
how much did she weigh?
91.
Yeah,
91, and she used to weigh, when she decided to start this company, she was 5'7", and she weighed 214. That's pretty chunky.
Yeah,
for 5'7", and she lost a lot of weight. She got down to like 140 or 130 or something like that. And what a dynasty. Weight Watchers, Jenny Craig, Nutrisystem. Those to me are all the credible ones. Not these pills and fat burning whatever. I think anybody who follows the rules and does it and stays on it can lose weight. It worked for me with Nutrisystem, and I know a lot of people, Weight Watchers. So rest in peace, Gene Nidetch, 91. You probably saved a lot of people's lives when you were around. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Tom Price actually reminded me of this joke 2 or 3 weeks ago. I don't know how it came up, but he said, I think it's time to tell that again. I don't take orders from advertisers.
Oh, good.
No,
time.
Of course not.
And I think Tom said, why don't you tell that joke tomorrow? No, this was 2 or 3 weeks ago. And I walked away thinking I have a dilemma. Mm-hmm. I have an advertiser telling me what to do.
Right.
And so I made the decision, no. So I've waited, and now I'll tell it.
Did you call him and tell him? Hey, I'm telling it when I need, when I want to.
No, but he'll know when he hears. When he didn't hear it the next day, I'm sure he got the message. Yeah. He'll tell me what to do because you're an advertiser. So I'll tell it today. Actually, Tom said, would you tell it today? Earlier this morning. So here it is. One of the greats. And I don't know why deathbed jokes are funny. They shouldn't be, but they are. And the guy's on his deathbed. A doctor goes out to get his wife and says, he's got about an hour. From all indications, he's going fast. You need to get in there. So she goes to his bedside. He's so weak. She holds his hand. He said, honey. And she said, no. Save your strength. Let's just hold hands and have wonderful thoughts together. He says, no. I cannot die and leave this earth without getting this, freeing myself of this horrible guilt from what I did. And she said, honey, what did you do? He said, I slept with your sister. She says, what? Yeah, I know. But, man, please, forgive me. I'm just, I'm asking, oh, you can tell he's in pain. I'm asking you to forgive me. Don't let me leave this earth and head toward eternity without forgiving me. And let me die knowing you forgave me. She says, you know what? I do forgive you. I forgive you, honey. Thank you. And he drifts off to sleep, not to death. And a couple hours go by, and miraculously, he rallies, he recovers. The doctor says, I don't know what happened here. There's no way we could have seen this. It looks like he's going to be able to leave the hospital tomorrow. And he does. He's fine. And then 4 weeks later, boom, he is stricken, out unconscious. They rush him to the hospital in intensive care. Doctor comes out again. He goes, look, I don't know what happened last time, 4 weeks ago. Something intervened that we can't explain, but I'm telling you, this time he's a goner. There's no way he's rallying. You better get in there. She goes in, sits down by the bed, grabs his hand. He said, he's kind of in and out. He's delirious. Hey, I have to tell you something. Get it off. I can't die. Honey, please forgive me. I slept with your sister. She says, honey, I know you told me that 4 weeks ago. He says, I mean since then.
Meet me. Let's get a look at traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
You know, if you're coming in on eastbound 40, I know it's baseball traffic already, but it looks like a morning with the sunshine in your eyes. You are jam solid from Clarkson to Mason, again from Highway 270 all the way in through Big Bend. That's causing southbound 170 to stack up from Olive down through Highway 40. Northbound 170, that was slowing from between the Rock Road and Natural Bridge up through Airport Road. Westbound 70, that was just a little bit heavy from 170 through Air Flight. Eastbound 70 from 170 through Bermuda. Let's see here. On southbound 270, it's stop and go at Olive, and then you're stop and go at Pockets again from Highway 40 down through Doherty Ferry. You've got an accident on the end of the ramp, and it's blocking a lane, causing things to back up from westbound 44 onto Highway 141. And on eastbound 270, things slowing now between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant. This traffic report, it is brought to you by Subway. Subway has your chance to win subs for life and more. Grab a 30-ounce Avengers cup and catch Marvel's Avengers Age of Ultron in theaters May 1st. Subway, where superheroes eat. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
For months, you've heard about the latest sales at Granite Busters.
Well, there are other reasons why you should choose Granite Busters for your stone countertops.
Granite Busters has a huge on-site display of slabs.
Over 500 of them.
In just about every color and style imaginable. Most other granite retailers have a few slabs or samples, but make you drive across town to their supplier's warehouse to shop around for the slab you want.
Who wants to do that?
You won't have to at Granite Busters. Granite Busters also offers precision technology. They use a laser templater to capture the exact dimensions of your kitchen. Once you pick out your slab, you'll see on a large computer screen how that exact stone pattern will look on your countertops.
They even match up the color flow with the shape of your counters.
Then they use a laser to precisely cut the slab to your specific measurements. And another machine perfectly cuts the edges, eliminating potential human error and ensures your satisfaction. It's why they guarantee every installation for life.
Nobody else does that.
Granite Busters, the best deal, and so much more. 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold.
Online at granitebusters.com.
Hey, Cardinal fans, the weekend of May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, you want to be at Busch Stadium when the Cardinals take on the Pittsburgh Pirates. Not only are you seeing an NL Central showdown, but you'll also have a chance to take home some great giveaways. Friday, May 1st, the portable phone charger presented by AT&T. Saturday, May 2nd, the adult replica Matt Carpenter batting practice jersey. Sunday, May 3rd, it's the adult performance t-shirt. That's the weekend of May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions.
These fans are getting some big league baseball tonight.
Hi, fans. This is Jason Hayward, and it's great to be a part of Cardinal Nation. On Sunday, May 3rd, we take on the Pittsburgh Pirates, and that day is the Adult Performance T-shirt giveaway. 25,000 fans, 16 and older, will take home their very own one-of-a-kind T-shirt.
Woo! Is that nice to see?
Cardinals baseball. It's where tradition meets today. We'll see you on May 3rd. Tickets are available at cardinals.com/promotion.
You think they're having fun here at Busch Stadium? Listen!
Homes are selling very quickly in today's market. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group is with us. Kathy, how should buyers prepare when looking for a new home?
Well, align yourself with a knowledgeable agent team like us. Homes are selling quickly and often for above asking price. We network with other agents to find coming soon homes before they even hit the market.
Kathy Helbig, what makes buying or selling experience different with your group?
We have one of the highest selling real estate groups because we have a team of specialists dedicated to a client's individual needs, such as design and staging, marketing, and buyer specialist.
How are you using technology to help your client?
Our clients can utilize iPad minis that are preloaded with various apps that help make the home buying process smooth and fun.
Great.
It allows for direct communication with our clients, and they have the most up-to-date information right at their fingertips.
That's fantastic. That's Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group and co-owner of Keller Williams Realty West Real Estate. She's an expert on KSDK Channel 5, and she's with us weekly on the Big 550 KTRS. Check her out online at KathyHelbigGroup.com or 314-276-SOLD.
Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. I want you to call my friends at Timberline Tree Care. They pride themselves on upfront, no-hassle pricing for customers in St. Louis City or County or Jefferson County. Trees from 12 inches in diameter or less, $200 for removal. Trees for 12 to 16 inches in diameter, no more than $500 removal. You can also go to their website, stltreecare.com, to see their tree quote calculator to get an accurate quote, cost estimate on removal or maintenance of your tree. It's a calculator they invented. While there, you can see their customer testimonials. Timberline Tree Care has only one of seven certified master arborists in the state of Missouri on staff, and one of only two here in the St. Louis area. They also have two certified arborists. They know trees. They're fully insured with liability and workman's comp. They offer tree pruning, removal, fertilization, pest control, aeration, storm cleanup, mulching, and even lightning protection. So give my friends at Timberline Tree Care a call. 636-479-7475. That's 636-479-7475. Or their website, stltreecare.com. That's Timberline Tree Care.
Did you pre-qualify your flooring contractor? Or did you choose someone based on price alone? Selecting the low bid can be buying high risk. What about references, years in business, the experience and qualifications of the craftsmen who install your floor, insurance, or photos of their work? The contractor members of the Flooring Industry Council urge you to consider these items and more when choosing a flooring contractor. Don't buy high risk with a decision based solely on low dollar. You get what you pay for is never more true than with floor covering. Visit ficstl.org. That's ficstl.org. Or call 314-968-3522 for a list of Flooring Industry Council contractors and a flooring installation you'll be proud of for years to come. Call 314-968-3522. Visit ficstl.org.
In the market to buy a home, you're going to need a loan, but how do you figure out who is the best lender when they're all screaming at you? Why don't you go to the mortgage lender that makes the most sense rather than the most noise? Take a walk on the boardwalk. Boardwalk Lending has been owned and operated in St. Louis for over 10 years. Mike and his team of experienced professionals are conveniently located in Chesterfield Valley. It's Boardwalk Lending at 636-536-6700, 636-536-6700, or at boardwalklending.com.
Have you ever needed a lawn care service for just one day? Call ECI Lawn Care, and they'll cut your grass on demand, and they do not require an ongoing obligation. ECI Lawn Care will cut your grass one time or for the season. It's up to you. Just call 314-546-3170 to schedule an appointment today. They offer the most competitive prices and the most reliable service. Call ECI Lawn Care today at 314-546-3170.
Imagine if your life was a book. Every day a page, every chapter an age. You can't choose the length of your story, but you can choose a pleasant ending. Until there is a cure, there is hope. Hope Hospice assists those with a terminal condition and their families with the physical, emotional, spiritual, and social symptoms that accompany such a prognosis. No out-of-pocket expenses wherever you call home. Let our family care for yours. Call 314-962-HOPE to learn about the importance of having the right care at the right time.
What do a 32 Ford and a 69 Camaro have in common? They're classic cars. And headquartered in St. Louis is your one-stop shop for classic car restoration, service, and sales. Classic Car Studio. Classic Car Studio builds high-end classic cars, sells fully restored show-quality classics, and they're proud to announce a brand new paint and body shop. Classic Car Studio is owned and operated by knowledgeable and dedicated enthusiasts who take great pride in their product and their work. Visit the Classic Car Studio showroom at 1002 Hanley Industrial Court. For more, go to classiccarstudio.com.
When building a deck, you have a choice. Redwood decks are one of a kind. Plastic decks are one of a mold. Redwood decks are naturally beautiful. Plastic decks are unnaturally not beautiful. Redwood decks are terrific for grilling burgers. Plastic decks are terrific for grilling your feet. Compare for yourself. Real, strong, redwood.
visit GetRedwood.com.
Try the new Subway Turkey Italiano Melt. It's fresh toasted with turkey, Genoa salami, and pepperoni under provolone cheese and tangy new Subway vinaigrette. Subway, eat fresh.
This is Steve Light and Greg Gonzalez, host of the Retire Worry Free Show on the Big 550 KTRS.
As retirement planning specialists for the last 22 years, we have helped people get everything they want out of retirement. So the question is, what do you want out of your retirement? When you cut through all the fluff, it all boils down to this. When exactly can I retire? And what's my retirement going
to
look like?
If there's anything we can do to help you get the retirement you've always wanted, let us know. Go to StephenGreg.com.
That's StephenGreg.com.
Or listen to Retire Worry Free on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober?
It's Mike Evans time, kids. And as you know, he's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant in the Smokehouse Market. I thought it was really funny earlier when Dr. Doug said he was in the smokehouse this morning, and Tom Sainert, the proprietor, said, "Hey, don't you have to get on the air pretty soon?" And Doug said, "No, it's Tuesday." Sometimes he doesn't know what day it is because he's busy. Maybe he's a little tired. But I'm glad to know he frequents the Smokehouse Market and Annie Gunn's, and I'll be glad when you let me know you do too. Gift cards, always a good idea. They're next door to each other. Down in the valley.
Valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow.
That's right, that's where they're located. And here's the man they're presenting, the man of the hour, the man of the moment, Mike Evans.
Yeah.
Right on.
Take care of your business.
I'll take care of my business.
How's it going?
Good. Pop quiz question for all concerned.
Okay, I'm concerned.
According to publicists, name the name of the kindest, the sweetest, the most congenial woman in Hollywood. Sophia Vergara.
Yeah.
Ellen DeGeneres.
No.
Oh, I think she's cute.
Have you ever seen her without makeup?
I have. I've seen a lot of women without makeup that don't look as good as they do with makeup.
In this case, though, is a drastic difference.
Kaley Cuoco.
Yeah.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
Hi, Dan. The Nuggets. Nick Cannon has been begging and calling and crying to Mariah Carey.
Oh, take him back.
Please take me back. Mariah's having none of that. Hey, Nick got caught cheating just too many times. You wander off the reservation, sometimes it's hard to find your way back in.
And what is he thinking? You know, like, he's Nick Cannon. That's it.
Yeah.
I think I can do better. Okay.
I don't think so.
All right.
Odds and ends and very, very creepy. Perhaps, in fact, it's not perhaps, this is the creepiest item I've ever had in our
That must be pretty creepy.
Together.
Then it's got to be real creepy.
Chris Garver.
Who's
who
that?
Is the convict that beat Cannibal Jeffrey Dahmer to death in prison.
Thank you for that, Chris.
Yesterday, Chris Scarver finally told why he did it. Scarver says that Dahmer always, every day, made his prison food look like a body part in his plate. Then he would yell what body part it was, stand up, put ketchup all over it, and then eat it off the plate without any utensil.
Yeah, I say kill that guy.
Yeah.
Scarver said that he and other inmates had just had enough.
Yeah.
Scarver said he was already in for murder. Didn't make any difference to him. So he waited, and when he got the choice, when he got the chance, he split his head open with a weight, a 20-pound weight.
You know, he's got a good point there. If you're in prison and you're in forever and you're a murderer and there's somebody in there who's really a twisted scumbag, take him out for us.
Yeah, there you go.
Save us some money.
Chris Scarver is his name. The latest odds are slim and none that Brian Williams is coming back, despite the news that ABC's David Muir, who I think is horrible.
I do too.
What is it? Is it like Entertainment Tonight reporter? I don't know. What is it? What's the deal?
No, I agree.
David Muir is now beating the crap out of Lester Holt and NBC News. They thought maybe there's a chance that Brian Williams might come back because Lester has not been able to hold that number one spot. However,
and there's always a however in life.
There's a few people in the ivory tower, one Rockefeller Plaza, that just don't want Brian Williams back. Most bizarre question Diane Sawyer asked. They listened to the two-hour interview. Some thought it was the question, are you Republican? But no, they say the most bizarre question is, that Jenna was asked is when Bruce said that she was a woman, and then Bruce went on to say Bruce said, not attracted to men. And then Diane Sawyer asked the question, what are you, a lesbian?
I don't think that's odd at all.
Well, it is confusing, though. The whole thing is very
confusing. I think it's a good question.
Good question, but still confusing.
Yeah. It's all confusing.
You don't think it's confusing?
No, I think it's all the whole situation is confusing, but that's a very legitimate question.
It's a legitimate question.
Well, yeah,
question
but if Bruce, you wouldn't be straight.
These people that broke down the interview say it was just a question that everybody had to think about. What is this? You need a program to kind of figure out.
But I think that's the point of asking it, is to make you think.
Doesn't like.
If you feel like you're a woman and you're not into men, then that would make you.
Yeah, you're a lesbian.
No. We've all agreed he'll be a lesbian.
Yeah.
There you go.
We like lesbians.
I don't dislike lesbians.
I don't dislike lesbians.
Look at our great listener, Holly. She's a great lesbian.
Is she a lesbian?
Yeah, we've got a very solid listener who's not only a lesbian but an ex-con, 5 years in prison. What a great story she has.
Wow.
She was in for an hour one day, and it was as fascinating an hour as I've ever been part of.
Wow.
Yeah.
How about that mom in Baltimore who recognized her son riding and went over and started slapping the crap out of him?
Yeah. Opened up a can of whoop-ass on him.
That's right. New York Post headline, front page today screams, forget the National Guard, bring in the moms.
There you go.
Yeah.
Of course, there's a lot of missing dads that really, I think, is a big problem. Date in history, April 29th, on this date, 1992. Sort of like what you saw 2 days ago in Baltimore, but much, much, much worse. This was the date, 1992, the Los Angeles riots started following the acquittal of the cops who beat Rodney King. I was here in L.A. for that whole thing and covered it. 6 days, 7 nights, 2,875 people injured, 51 people dead, 9,000 arrests, $1 billion in damage.
Yeah. Ooh.
It was something I'll never forget.
And finally.
Who is this?
And finally.
I said anyway.
He didn't say and finally.
No, I know. I was just
we have to do it.
Move it along.
And finally.
He's just pushing you along. There you go.
Who is the publicist says the most, the kindest, sweetest, most congenial woman in Hollywood? Sophie Vergara, Ellen DeGeneres, Katie Cuoco, Jennifer Lawrence. Come on.
Jennifer Lawrence.
I'll say Ellen DeGeneres.
I'm going to say Sophia Vergara.
The answer is Sophia Vergara.
Yeah!
Hey, you are on fire.
Hot and nice. A good combination. Yeah. Boy, she is just smoking hot. I'm telling you. That was Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They are next door neighbors in Chesterfield Valley on the east end of everything. Well, I've issued the invitation for at least 16 or 17 years to you to join me where I go to the dentist, and I'm going to keep doing it till I get as many of you as I can. To understand that there is a place, well, there's a place in France where the women wear no pants, but that has nothing to do with it. There's a place where you can go to the dentist and never be afraid again and even look forward to it. And if you're wondering about sedation dentistry because you think that's the only way they're going to get work done on you, you're so freaked out. Yes, they do that for the people who really need it. But what's interesting is a lot of people go to Ballast Dental Care thinking they're a slam dunk for sedation dentistry when, in fact, they end up not needing it at all, because once they get in there, realize there's not nearly as much to be afraid of as they thought there was. They're fine without it, but if you need it, they're licensed to administer it. It's a terrific place. They have a chair waiting for you. They'd love to take you in as a new patient. Please tell them your AM and the PM. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. BallastDentalCare.com.
Meet me.
Let's get a final quick check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, we took a ride over to Illinois to take a look at that construction on Highway 70 east and westbound. Yeah, you're running slow. You got a lane down in each direction between 143 and 55. Everything downtown getting into Illinois has thinned out, but westbound 5564 is slowing from Tudor to the Poplar. Got an accident on southbound 270 at the Tease Road overpass. It's all on the right shoulder, but you're slow from Gravois down to just before Highway 55. Eastbound 270, just a little bit heavy at Lindbergh through 170, but eastbound 40, you're still jamming up Timberlake Manor, basically all the way in through Big Bend. And this traffic report brought to you by Subway, the new turkey Italiano melt from Subway. Tender, juicy turkey, Genoa salami and pepperoni, fresh toasted with melty provolone and drizzled with tangy new Subway vinaigrette. Subway, eat fresh. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hailstones in your yard. Beautiful sunrises. Floodwaters in your street. Incredible sunsets. Scary cloud formations moving in. There are just as many kinds of weather photographs taken as there are many different kinds of weather. And we'd like to post yours on our website or social media. When you see bad weather or beautiful weather, share your images with us at weather550@ktrs.com. Be sure to let us know your name and where the photograph was taken, and your images could be seen by people all over the planet on ktrs.com.
This is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank hearing pitches from small businesses. Now there is a new way for small businesses to get a loan in minutes. It's called Cabbage. That's Cabbage with a K. Just fill out the application online. You'll get an instant decision and could have access to a line of credit of up to $100,000. No waiting, no hassle. Cabbage is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and is a Forbes Top 100 company. Go to Cabbage.com, that's Cabbage with a K, K-A-B-B-A-G-E, or call 888-CABBAGE.
Are you being led down the primrose path by your financial advisor and you don't even know it? Find out before it's too late on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1 right here on 550 KTRS.
You're listening to a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
It's not this fight that has people talking tonight, but it's the man who broke it up. What he had in his hand when he stopped the fight and why others are calling it unnecessary.
St. Charles police looking for a thief. What he took from vehicles and why officers say they're anxious to get him off the street.
Ameren, Missouri gets approval to raise its rates. The company whose rate cut is causing the hike.
Fox 2 News at 6, coverage you can count on, starts now. But first at 6, bringing a gun to a skate fight. A scuffle between two teenage girls is broken up when somebody points a gun at them.
Fox 2's Anthony Kiko is live in Farmington with the exclusive video of the incident, all new at 6. Anthony.
Cindy and Ray, for the girls who are fighting are just 14 and 15 years old.